Okay, what you have in front of you is this is a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos on Daf Chav Gimel. You also have a Shiltos to Rabbi Chaygon on the other side, which we'll get to hopefully. And we're going to address the issue of the brachos of Chanukah that we're going to recite beginning tonight. And a very light topic, but some interesting things emerge, and it gives us a broader understanding of brachos in general on mitzvos. If you take a look at the Gemara side, so here we have the list of the brachos that we're going to recite tonight. Amar Rechia Barashi, Amar Rav, Hamadlik Ner Shel Chanukah Tzorech Levarech. A person who lights the Chanukah candle has to make a bracha. That's interesting. You read that line, okay, that makes a lot of sense. Why would I have thought otherwise? Any thoughts? Why would I have thought otherwise? I need Amoron, and the name of Rav. Rav is an early, quoting Rav, the early Amora. A person who lights the Ner Chanukah needs to make a bracha, Tzorech Levarech, as opposed to I don't have to make a bracha. So what's the first thing that comes to mind? Yeah?
It's Durabana.
Okay, so the first thing that comes to mind is maybe I shouldn't make a bracha, which the Gemara will mention later. The fact that I'm saying the phrase Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvosav etzivanu when Hashem hasn't commanded that to us. But we have other examples of that. We have the reading of the Megillah. We have Netilas Yadayim. So maybe you would have to see why would Chanukah be, let's take those two examples. Why would Chanukah be different than in the Megillah, let's say? Yeah.
Isn't like the Mitzvah Shuma Nisa, so I'm like, you take making a bracha for like other people's
sins? Okay, so interesting. So the bracha maybe, why would I recite the bracha? The bracha maybe should be for, I don't know, for other people, or maybe they shouldn't be a bracha at all, because here it's not so much about the lighting of the candle. My lighting is meaningless if no one is going to see it. So maybe I shouldn't be making a bracha. The bracha is not on the hadlaka necessarily. The bracha should be if I fulfill persumenisa, so then I would recite a bracha. In addition, maybe there are other brachas that I recite, but I would recite them divorced of the lighting of the Chanukiah. What this is saying is hamadik ner shel Chanukah tzorech levarech. The Gemara is, he's not denying the fact that maybe there's an appropriate bracha for this holiday. But what he is telling you is that maybe the bracha, one of the brachas that I'm going to recite is on the lighting itself, which I could have argued, maybe there's a bracha on the holiday, but whatever that bracha is going to be, maybe we'll see it later, but I wouldn't recite that bracha when I'm lighting the candles. Nor would I recite a bracha that's specific for the lighting of the candles. The reading of the Megillah realized something. Megillah is very different. Megillah is what we call a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah. What does it mean? So the Megillah is one of the Kisvei HaKodesh, is one of the 24 books of Tanakh. And in the Megillah, there are things that we're told to do. V'hayamim ha'ele nizkarim v'nasim v'chol davador. I have an obligation to remember this story, and that is the mitzvah of reading the Megillah. And I have matanola evyonim, and mishloach manot, and yom mishteve simcha. So the four mitzvos of Purim, we call them derabanan, but they may have a higher level. They may have a higher level of performance because they are a divrei Kabbalah. They're from Navi. Take the examples of Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. So that's important to prepare for Shabbos and to enjoy Shabbos. So where are those psukim? So that's in Yishayahu. V'karasa l'Shabbos Oneg. That's a pasuk in Yishayahu. That may have a higher level of fulfillment because it's a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah. Chanukah, there's no Megillah, there's no Tanakh, there's nothing. So here the rabbis have instituted something. Take Netilas Yadayim. So Netilas Yadayim is midrabbanan, the fact that we wash Netilas Yadayim. But the concept of the hands becoming pure or the body becoming pure is not something the rabbis made up. The instituted happens to be, if you let's say, for example, one of the explanations is the fact that because Kohanim would have to wash their hands, because Stam Yadayim we call Shnios L'Tumah, general hands we assume as a level 2 of Tumah, and that could make truma tame. So Kohanim had to wash their hands before they could eat truma bread, that was, because it was so common, any truma, but especially bread. Their hands would be touching it. So what became universal is that everyone's going to wash their hands before they eat bread, no matter what bread it is. Even though it's no big deal if my hands are tummy, I make my bread, which is not truma. Tummy doesn't become tummy. Truma can become what we call a shlishi lituma, from hands which are a sheni lituma. So it became universal. There's also a pasuk, v'his kadishtem, v'hisem kidoshim, v'his kadishtem elu mayim rishonim, v'hisem kidoshim elu mayim achronim. So I have a pasuk. I have an allusion, at least, to that mitzvah of washing your hands and purifying yourselves. But Ner Chanukah, I don't know. Why would I be making a bracha? So this already, even though it seems so simple, is a chiddush. To say that Hamadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, Tzorech Levarech. Okay. That's the, and the emphasis is on Madlik. It's not, right? It's the fact that you're making a bracha, you're the Madlik. That's Rav. V'Rav Yirmiya Amar, Haroeh. Ner Shel Chanukah, Tzorech Levarech. Rav Yirmiya says, and this is his own statement, not in the name of anyone, a person who sees the Ner Chanukah has to make a bracha. Now, one could interpret that in one of two ways.
Either the person in the house or somebody from outside.
Okay, so yeah, maybe the person in the house or a person on the outside, but that's one point. But what about when Rav Yirmiya is speaking? What's he saying? When you look at Rav and then you look at Rav Yirmiya, what could Rav Yirmiya be doing? Probably one of two things. He could either be...
saying that there's two brachas.
Okay, he's saying that, I agree with you, Rav, that the Madlik makes a bracha, but in addition to that, a Roeh makes a bracha. A Roeh makes a bracha. Now, who's a Roeh? Is a Roeh a person who's outside, even if that person is going to be lighting tonight? Is that a person who's outside who already lit tonight? Is that a person who's not going to light at all? And, right, or you could say Rabbi Yirmiya is saying, Rav, I'm just, you know, one of the other possibilities in reading the Gemara is, Rav, you said the Madlik has to make a bracha. So maybe Rabbi Yirmiya is saying, maybe not. Maybe no. Why would the Madlik be making a bracha? That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is seeing. So if the mitzvah is seeing, what Rav Yirmiya is coming to tell you is that, you know who makes the bracha? Not the Madlik, but rather the Roeh makes the bracha, and maybe the nusach of the bracha is going to be different because he's a Roeh and he's not a Madlik. Maybe that's the right person who should be making the bracha. Yeah?
Could Rav Yirmiya be just saying, like, a blind person can't make...
Oh, so you want to say Tzorech Levarech, interesting. You want it beautiful, right? So you want to say it like this. All we're saying here is, yeah, I agree the Madlik should make a bracha, but not every Madlik is allowed to. Only if you're a Madlik and also a Roeh. Excellent. Beautiful. Okay. So that's it. Now take a look at the way Rashi learns the Gemara. So that's underlined. Haro Mevarech. Oh, no, we didn't do that yet. We'll get to that in a second. Okay. So that's so far. We have a Madlik. We have a Roeh. Maybe a Machlokas, maybe not. Now the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Yehuda. Says Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav. Yom Rishon. Haro Mevarech Beis. Umadlik Mevarech Gimel. So Rav Yehuda takes it as a davar pashut, or maybe he chooses to combine the two opinions. It's not clear that Rav would have agreed that there's a brachas or roeh. Not clear that Rabbi Yirmi would agree there's a bracha for the madlik. But Rav Yehuda assumes that both are going to recite brachas. But Rav Yehuda now almost qualifies and says, the roeh on the first night will make two brachos, and the madlik will make three brachos. Mikan ve'elech, after the first night, madlik mevarech shtayim, v'ro mevarech achas. Take a look at Rashi. Haro mevarech shtayim. What are the two brachos the roeh is going to say on the first night? She'asanisim v'shehechayanu. She'ein alav levarech lahadlik, dahalo adlik ihu. He was not the one to light. Seems that no one would deny that, presumably. The only question is, when Rav Yehuda says, Yom Rishon Haroeh, when Rav Yirmiya said, Haroeh Ner Chanukah Tzorech Levarech, did Rav Yirmiya hold like Rav Yehuda? In other words, was Rav Yirmiya, when he said, Haroa Ner Chanukah, thinking, yeah, exactly, I agree with you. Which brachos would you say? You would say Sha'asa Nisim and Shehecheyanu. So we would assume that you wouldn't be saying the bracha Asher Kedishanum Savat Zivan L'Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Even though he didn't say otherwise, he said Sarech Levarech, it has its own unique bracha. Okay, you could say a simple reading of Rav Yirmiyah, the way I would understand it, is how many brachos would Rav Yirmiyah claim the roe is supposed to say? What bracha was he talking about? Some type of bracha, but I don't think you get the impression that Rav Yirmiyah is coming to institute and tell you that a roe makes two brachos. What does he say? Haroe ner shel Chanukah, tzarech levarech. The same way, Hamadik ner Chanukah, tzarech levarech. Presumably, Rav is saying, there's an asher kedishanu mimitzavet zivanu lahadlik bracha. And Rav Yirmiyah is saying there is some other bracha for the roe. And comes Rav Yehudah to tell me what those brachos are. But he adds on the bracha of Shehecheyanu, which we're going to have to analyze as well. Ask the Gemara, watch this. My four lines before it gets wide. My mima'et. So watch. The Gemara right now is not yet sure what bracha we are going to take out, we're going to remove on subsequent nights. Notice that? All the Gemara said was that on the first night you make three if you're a madlik, and on the second night you make two, on the first night you make two if you're a roe, and subsequently we knock those down. The roe now has one, and the madlik has two. Ask the Gemara, which bracha are you not saying? Interesting, the Gemara didn't even know that. Right? So, my. Now, clearly, what bracha is not, are we not talking about? We're not talking about madlik. Lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. Why? Because what's happening? After the next night, everyone jumps down.
So the first one they didn't even start with that one.
Exactly. So the Roer guy never started with Lahadlik. So that can't be. So the only two choices are Sha'asa Nisim and Shehecheyanu. And it's interesting that the Gemara, we know what it is, right? But it's interesting the Gemara was not sure which of those two brachos should now be omitted on subsequent nights. And the Gemara therefore says, I'll tell you logically which one I think we should remove. And remember, Rav Yehuda never said this. This is the Gemara trying to explain what Rav Yehuda maybe thought was so obvious. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you which one it is. Mima'ed zman. You remove Shehecheyanu. Okay? So, that's what you should not say. Ask the Gemara, v'nimut nes. Meaning, again, the Gemara is not convinced that Shehecheyanu should be the bracha that we don't say on subsequent nights. Why don't you take Sha'asa Nisim? Answers the Gemara. Now, why would you say that? Go ahead. Tell me what's the Havamim in the Gemara. Think. Not just, oh, well, why not? Why? Why would the Gemara be saying, oh, well, take out the bracha on Nes? Why would you say that every night? So, before you get to the Gemara's answer, I want to tell you why that makes a lot of sense. Because what is Sha'asa Nisim? What is that declaring? What kind of bracha is that?
There was a miracle.
Okay, so give me, where do we learn that you're supposed to make a bracha on miracles? So I'll tell you, we learn in Parashas Yisro. After the Jewish people were saved, it's Kriyas Yamsuf and the Milchamas Amalek and everything. So it says, Yisro meets Moshe, Baruch Hashem, Hasher Yitzileschem Miyad Mitzrayim and Miyad Paro. And the Shiltos actually quotes that as the source of making a bracha on an ace, which may be a Torah source. Maybe you have to say Hallel. I have a Torah obligation of Hallel when an ace happens. So an ace happened to the Jewish people too. There was a military victory, and we were able to vanquish our enemies, the Syrian Greeks, and now we celebrate. So what do? On that day, whatever that day is, whenever we choose as the day of celebration, remember the Gemara, if you look at the Gemara carefully, the Gemara doesn't really tell you. It says, L'shana Acheres. They made a celebration with Hallel and Hodah. It's not even clear when we began to celebrate. Was it the next year? Was it some claim in the name of the Rav, that the celebration was a couple of hundred years later after the Beis HaMikdash was actually destroyed. in the time of Hanukkah, when we had a mikdash, remember, we were able to now light the menorah again and return to our service in the mikdash. So there was a celebration that connected to the Beis HaMikdash. Only afterwards when did we need to begin a celebration in our own personal homes, in our communities. So when a miracle is over, so I have a day of Hallel. How many days of Hallel? Take anything. I celebrate. You celebrate Yom HaTzmut, you say Hallel. You say Yom Yerushalayim, you say Hallel. What do? You celebrate one day. This is the day of the end of the war, and this is we celebrate. Purim is one day. There's no challah because we have the Megillah. How long is that? One day. Yontif, it's also one day, depending on what you're talking about. There was a different miracle at Kriyas Yamsuf, so that has its own challah. It's not full because obviously the mitzvahs were destroyed. The Gemara makes that point. And the first day, B'tzeis Tzelbi Mitzrayim, we celebrate that. So the Hava Amina, think about that, that I should be saying Sha'asa Nisim the entire Hanukkah, so that's actually not so logical to the Gemara, and the Gemara actually thinks at this point, maybe that shouldn't be the bracha. Go ahead.
I think that Sha'asa Nisim is related to the Melchama, but the whole point is that you make Sha'asa Nisim on the...
Okay, so good. That's a good question. That we're not sure. Remember, this is Hamadlik, but there's also Haroeh. And if the roe is not, so we're seeing the Ner Chanukah, but the Ner Chanukah, is that supposed to generate now? Is that supposed to engender a certain sense of praise and thanksgiving on my part and appreciation, which is really about what was the real miracle,
yeah,
which is a whole discussion, a very famous idea that the Neros were there to remind us that the Milchama was really a miracle. Yeah.
Then if that's true, then why do we say Shasha Nisim on the first night?
So that would, what do you mean the first night? That would be the time, only the first night.
No, but I thought it was supposed to last one day.
Oh, okay, so that, once again, very good. So once again, it would be, that's another proof that the lighting of the Neros Chanukah are there now really to trigger an appreciation and an acknowledgement of the military victory. And if that be the case, then it doesn't matter the candles per se. This was the beginning Chanu B'Kafei, and we were able to rest, and therefore there's reason to celebrate just alone, which is actually helps answer that question. So the Gemara answers what we're all thinking, which is, it's true that we do celebrate, and Sha'asa Nisim acknowledges that there was a miracle, and we were able to defeat our enemies, but Nir Neis, Neis kol yomei isa. No, but there was also a neis every day. Look at Rashi. Kol o yomei isa. Shaharei kol shmona hedliku min hapach. They were able to light for a full 8 days with the pach shemen. Aval zman mishehigyanu lahaschal azman higyanu. Hashem brought us to the beginning of the time. Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'kimanu. What? Lazman hazeh. So the season has begun. There's nothing subsequently that I have to praise Hashem for. Shechiyanu is omitted. Sha'asa Nisim is recited every day. Yeah.
Why can't the Hava Amina just have been, oh, we found this jug of oil, and now...
Great.
No, but that's the only part of the nation. The nation is that last.
Good, very good. So good, very nice. In other words, leave that out completely. All about Ner Chanukah. But the mere fact that we found a Pach Shemin to begin with, that was with, you know, Munach B'chosamo Shel Kohen Gadol, that was Tahor, so that itself is a miracle. Excellent. You can absolutely say that. And that's the Hava Amina, the Maskana of the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara now says, so here we are. Mai Mevarech. What bracha do we say? So the Gemara says, "Mevarech Asher Kedishanu Mimitzosav Tzivanu LaHalak Ner Shel Chanukah." The Heichan Tzivanu, the famous question: how could we say you commanded us? This is not a command from the Torah. Rav Avi Omar Milo Sasur. It says, "Lo Sasur Men Hadavar Asher Gidu L'Chol Yomenu." Small. That's the obligation that we cannot divert ourselves from that which the rabbis have instituted in each generation. So Vitzivanu is really, Evi Derabbanan really has its source in Adoraisa. And Rav Nechemya Amar, Sha'al Avicha V'yageidcha Zikenecha V'yomru Loch, which may be more suitable for a mitzvah saseh to follow. Ask our elders, our parents, etc., the earlier generations, and they will tell you what you need to do. Fine, that is the Gemara. So if you turn over the page to the She'iltos. So he's telling you the Gemara, the She'iltos in Parshas Vayishlach, She'ilta Chavav. And I cut off the first page, which basically reviews the Gemara and tells you you're going to have three brachos on the first night if you are a madlik, two brachos if you're a roeh, and on subsequent nights you're going to have two brachos if you're a madlik, lahadlik ner and shasanisim, we omit zman shechianu's out, and if you're a roeh, only one shasanisim. Okay. So, v'haroeh mivarach shtayim, top of the line, in the shiltos in the middle, Mikan ve'elech, but from then on in, hamadlik mivarech shtayim, v'haroe mivarech echad. That makes sense. Madlik says, Hashem Hashem Semenu Hadlik Neshul Chanukah, and Shasanisim. The roe only makes Shasanisim. Why? Because each and every night was a new nace, and therefore he can make that bracha, and that sounds like if you're a roe in any night. I'm on the fourth night of Chanukah. I'm a roe. Did I light it? Is it also if I lit? If I haven't lit yet, all those questions, we assume la halacha, just be aware, unless you're not planning to light that night at all, so then you'd make a berachas haroeh. Other than that, you don't make a berachas haroeh. Wait till you light, and you'll say the bracha and shasanisim, and we don't say a bracha on someone else's candles unless you're not going to be lighting at all that night. And there are night times, by the way, where you wouldn't be lighting at all, and you're not yoshei the mitzvah at all, and you don't have to be because you don't have a bias. I give you the example. Let's say someone's flying to Israel. You take, let's say, the 1 o'clock flight, an El Al flight, 1 p.m., so you're in the airport, you get there by, depends on who you are, all right? Some by 9, some by 12, all right? Flight's at 1. You know those people. You know who you are. You know who your parents are. So anyway, I'd be there at 7. So you get there, you realize 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So now you're on the plane. So there's not Zman Halakha for another, even though it's the winter, for another 3-4 hours, right? So now it's 4:30, it's 5 o'clock. You're already up in the air. So you don't have a bias. And now you're flying up 5 hours in, Daven Shacharis, without a minion, hopefully, okay, in your seat, the way you should. And then you land in Israel, and it's nighttime, right? So you missed the whole, you have mincha on the plane, and then you come to Israel, and then you could already get to your hotel. And there you are, and all of a sudden, it's the next night of Hanukkah already. Before you close your eyes, and there you are. So you missed the whole night. What'd you do? So you didn't have a bias. You didn't have a bias. You'll say, oh, someone lived for me at home. Okay, but that's not your home. You're in a completely different time zone. So, okay, there are times where that's the way it is. I know you want to bring a flashlight. This is what you do. Don't do this. You could say, well, I know everyone's sleeping, but I'm to be yotze the mitzvah now. I'm going to turn on my reading light for a second, leave it on for a half hour or so to annoy the person next to me, and I'll be yotze the mitzvah that way, and then click it off. I would not recommend that. Okay. Anyway, so that's so now here you have the either three or two brachos subsequent nights 201. Now watch what it says. Baruch Atah Hashem, El Kenem Melech Olam Amaser, Asher Kiddushanu. All right, that's the bracha. And the roeh makes the following brachos. Obviously, who else makes those brachos? The madlik, but we want to tell you that these are the only brachos the roeh says, but this is the next two brachos that are going to be recited. And then, Hechad Sivanu, Rav Avi Amar Bilo Sasur. Stop there. Right out of the Gemara, right? Or no?
No, no.
What's strange?
You said you say lahalik near, but for the roeh, but...
Well, no, the roeh doesn't say lahalik, period. Lahalik near, period. Then the haro mevarech, shechen v'shon esisim, right? Okay, what's the problem?
It's not the bracha.
What?
That's
not the right bracha. No, it's two separate things. Shechianu and shasanisim. Those are the right brachas. What?
They're not in the Gemara.
Okay, they're not in the Gemara, but we know they are. Rashi quoted them. So the Shiltos of Rav Achai can quote them too. What is strange?
Because it says Tzivanu.
Tzivanu is okay. We said that's Lo Tasur. Aha! Look at the order. What does it say? V'or mevarech shechianu v'she'asanisa. So now, realize that when you read through this, the simple reading of this shilta of the Rav HaChai Gaon is that there are three brachos, And the Madlik is going to say three. The Ro is going to say two. And let me tell you what those brachos are. This is how they go. Lahadlik Neshel Chadaka. Good. And if you're a Roeh, or if you're a Madlik, now you have two brachos. What are they? Shechayanu and Sha'asonis. Now, is that just, is that an error? Or is there something that he's telling us? And that's not our order. And should that matter, as we try to analyze what the purpose of these brachos are. So let's think back to the Havamin of the Gemara. The Gemara had said, I'm not even sure which bracha should be omitted. Remember that? The Gemara wasn't sure. Which bracha on subsequent rites should we not say? Was it Shechayanu or was it Sha'asanisim? So there was actually a Hava Amina that it was the Sha'asanisim that would be omitted and the Shechayanu which would be recited. Now you may say, oh, so the order should be Lahadlik and Sha'asanisim Shechayanu for a very simple reason. Because don't you want to knock out that last bracha? Well, maybe not. I mean, that would be very simple, but it has to make sense. Maybe we're knocking out the second bracha. Well, what's the second bracha's purpose? What purpose does it serve? And that's what I want to discuss with you. So if you take a look at the top of the page, this is the Netziv's commentary on the Shiltos called Hamek Shela. Top line, that first word should be Nes. And the Netziv develops the following idea, that there are two Nisim that are taken into account when we are making brachos. Nes Hatzala va'al Nes Haneros. Two things. As we said, there was a victory, militarily speaking, and there was a Nes of the Neros. And both are going to be reflected in the brachos of the Havakas Neros. Ach al Nes Hatzala Sagi Livarech Yom Echad. That's what that should be. Vesulo. Sounds a little bit like what we were saying, right? Regarding the Nes of Hatzalah, that we were saved, it would be enough to make the bracha one more time. One time. Why? Shari lo nimshach ha-nesh mona yamim, right? Luchudei, that the Nes of the military victory is not, okay, now we rested, thankfully, they're not attacking us anymore. That lasted 8 days. What do you mean lasted 8 days? I mean, we don't celebrate all the days of the war. That took years. So that we're not doing. So on the day that we rest, like Purim, so we celebrate that day. Ela kama shonim ache gavru alayivonim legamim. The many, many years. Visagi biomecha, the zecher klal hanes. It would be sufficient to have one day. That's all I would need. Ukemo leil rishon shel Pesach. Aval neis al neis haneiros. Mivarchin kol shmona. It says the Netziv, but for the neis haneiros, we make a bracha kol shmona. That would make sense to make for all 8 days. Where are we? Shenim shach zehanes v'gavar al yom ha-kodem lo. Because it continued, and not only that, it has become strengthened each and every day. It's a greater miracle. So that's something to make a bracha on. V'imkein v'yom harishon afyulu laharan, which we didn't read earlier, shenifhtar mi mitzvahs re'iyah gamkein. The Ran claims that mitzvahs re'iyah doesn't exist. After, even on the first day, if you're lighting, hainu al nes hari'iyah, aval nes hatzala lo niftar, the nes hatzala continues. Umitzad hasvara, haya ro'ui levarech shehecheyanu. Which means on the first night, right, when we speak about the mitzvah of the hatzala, if we have a hatzala, there's an obligation to recognize it, to acknowledge it. Let's say you're a person who didn't light on the first night. So if I didn't light on the first night, so then maybe I should say, so I haven't made the bracha yet. So the bracha should be recited. I should have recited on a subsequent night. So and which bracha should be recited? Well, Shechayanu v'kiyamanu, maybe I should recite on subsequent nights. That's a further question. Umitzad hasvara hayaroi levarach shechayanu misha'asta nisim biyom rishon below re'iyas neros klal. Logic would dictate that the brachos of Sha'asa Nisim and Shechayanu, which are both on what? Both on the miracle, should be recited on the first night, even if you're not lighting candles. Think about that. I'm not going to light candles tonight. That's okay. There's a bracha on the Nes. Ela she'ef shar levarech below davar hamasuyam. Except that according to some opinions, unless I'm actually doing something, there's some action, like lighting the candles, I shouldn't be making a bracha. Okay, and then he goes on and says, what do you mean? V'had dekayim alon de'bichag omim zman afilu b'shuk, haynu mishum dinika kedusha sayom de'asur b'malacha. Meaning, we only recite these brachos in the context of lighting. That's when we typically do so. But on other holidays, let's say Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur, there's no Kiddush. Yet we say Shechianu anyway. Because we say Zman, the bracha of Shechianu, could be recited Afilu B'Shuk. What's Afilu B'Shuk? Even in the marketplace. Why? Because, so he says, because at least it's recognizable that it's Yom Kippur because of the Kedusha Sayom, the Isra Malacha. But on Hanukkah, there's no Isra Malacha. So what would generate a Shechianu other than the lighting of the candles itself? That's the habit. Now, if you're a roeh, so then at least there's candles that you're connecting your Sha'as Sanistim and Shechianu to. But if you are not, I'm on my plane, I'm flying to Israel, and there are no candles that I saw, you would think, oh, Shechianu, maybe Sha'as Sanistim, on the holiday itself, on the military victory, you don't do that, because it has to be connected to the candles. Even though logically those brachos are really on the miracle, on the Hatzalah, and that would be appropriate at least on the first night. Yeah.
But Yom Kippur many times is on Shabbos. Therefore, you would have an Isra Malacha anyway. So
it's not recognizable. Okay, Shabbaton. I hear that. Okay, it's a good point, right? I have to, so they have to do other things. There's Moshir, the davening. They must have to add on the other things. Okay, yeah.
If you're like driving, whatever, and like, you see like fire, like is that able to like trigger your
remembrance? It could, but it has to be something that was lit for the purpose of Ner Hanukkah. Or else it's not going to. So now I want to bring you to the next one. Baruch Shehachayanu V'Yasha'as Anisim, which has a few of these things underlined. He'ireni Sharei Harav. No, wrong. Was that what I wanted to show you? Hold on 1 second. Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, skip down a couple of lines. No, we can come. Yeah. Okay. So he says, so I was told, look at the second line, denuschas rabbeinu hi. So the Nitziv says that someone alerted me to the fact that the nusach of the Shiltos is exactly what I pointed out, de birkas man hi kodem le birkas sha'asanisim. Notice that in here, Shechianu precedes sha'asanisim. V'chein havu b'maseches sofrim perechof halachavav maseches sofrim has it that way as well. Against our minog udulot kinuschas harif v'harashu shorah yishonim zal the birkas des kodul nizman. So he says it sounds like that there's some reason for that. If you skip now where I write where it says ubeis kaf tuf yud, see that uvik. Ksav Yad, after the period, Isa, last word I don't want is my Mivarech, the Ksav Yad, which means the manuscript of the She'iltos, has this a little bit different, and by the way, you could have read this into the text that we have as well. Watch this. What bracha do you make? Baruch Asher Kedishonu Mitzvah Tzvanu L'Hadik Ner Chanukah, U'Baruch Asher Asani Sim Labosene Bayeme Mohem U'Bizman Hazer, Ubaruch Asher Hechayanu Vikimon Vigyoro Azman Hazeh. Hare HaMadlik. That's what the Madlik says. V'horoe Mivarech Asher Hechayanu Vikimonu Vigyoro Azman Hazeh. V'asher Asan Nisim Labosenu V'ayimimahim Azman Hazeh. Hechon Tzivanu, etc. So what do you see from there? You see that there's a difference between the Madlik and the Roe with respect to the order. That the Madlik says what? The bracha of Lahadik Ner, and then Sha'as Anisim, and then Shechianu, the way we do. But if you're a Roe, you're going to reverse the order. First is Shechianu, and next is what? Next is Sha'as Anisim. And then he says where it's underlined, Miu. Bazen ishtana nuschas haksav dyan mischos minuschos lefaneinu. That's the distinction between the Ksav Yad, the manuscript of the Shiltos, and ours. Shelefinus chaseinu lo nizkar chiluk bein hamadlik l'roe. According to our nosach, there's no difference. She'as anisim first, and then shehechayanu. Dimash masha hamadlik nami mevarech zman tchila. According to our reading, you always make shehechayanu first. V'haroa makdim shehechayanu. Stop there. So what we have to do, the last couple of minutes we have to try to make sense of this. How do we explain the nusach that we have? Both are different, by the way, than what we do. Because according to the nusach here, the Shilto says, everybody says, Shechiyanu then Sha'as Anisim. And according to the Ksav Yad, at least the Roeh has it has it reversed. So what we have to try to do is understand what role Shechiyanu plays vis-a-vis Sha'as Anisim. Okay, yeah.
That's a Roeh nowadays.
You would. Again, if you would not be lighting at all that night, you would make Sha'as Anisim Shechiyanu in that order. In that order. So I want to introduce something that you may not be aware of, and that is the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah speaks about, and you have some Pesachim as well, speaks about a Shechiyanu that's actually recited before I'm doing a mitzvah. The Gemara says, when you make your sukkah, you say Shechiyanu. When you wrap your lulav to get it ready, you say Shechiyanu. Strange. It's not even a holiday yet, and I'm making Shechiyanu. So, it's a little bit strange. Shechiyanu is on almost the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. I'm so excited that I'm about to do this mitzvah. So much so, you know what it's very, very much like? The Shechiyanu on a new fruit. Is the Shechiyanu on the fruit? No, it's on the season. Thank you for bringing us to this season. Let me tell you something about Pesach. Everybody knows that it's the Pesach season way before you sit down at the Seder. That's for sure. That is for sure. Before you sit down and at that, no, everybody knows that. Before you say Hallel the next day, everybody knows it's Pesach. You know it's Pesach like a month before. So when you're getting your Sukkos, you know you're in the Sukkos season. Once Yom Kippur's over, you feel Sukkos. So perhaps the Shechiyanu on those mitzvos is very similar to the Shechiyanu on the season. The Sukkos season is here. I make Shechiyanu. Now, you know why I don't have to make Shechiyanu anymore when I actually take the lulav for the first time or I sit in my sukkah for the first time? Because I already said. Now, we actually do the reverse nowadays. We say Shechiyanu on the Chag, during the holiday, and have in mind that should be the Shechiyanu for the putting together the lulav or the building of the sukkah, which, by the way, is one of the reasons for the reverse. The first night of Sukkos, what do I say first? I say Shechiyanu first, then Leishev Basukah. So I recognize, just the opposite. Leishev Basukah, then Shechiyanu, even though Shechiyanu should be part of the Kiddush, because I want my Shechiyanu to go on, when I say Leishev, to go on actually the building of the Sukkah. And then I flip it the next night. So what's happening, what may be happening here is as follows. Ner Chanukah is unique in that the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah plays a very different role. What do I mean by that? So, think about the lulav. I set up my lulav because it's with this lulav that I will be doing the mitzvah. How do I do the mitzvah? I lift it up and I put it down. It's with this sukkah that I'll be doing the mitzvah. I'll be sitting in the sukkah under the schach and I get the mitzvah and it's over. Why is Ner Chanukah different? It's with this candle that I will be getting the mitzvah. I light the candle and I get the mitzvah. Is that really true? It's not really true at all. What's the mitzvah? What's the mitzvah? It's not the lighting of the Chanukah. It's true, we say lahadlik. And we say hadlaka osa mitzvah. But I don't get the mitzvah unless people see it. Someone sees it. There's pursum eniso. We publicize the nes. Or rather, this is just a random candle lighting. When I pick up the lulav, I can be by myself. When I sit in the sukkah, I can be by myself. When I light the Ner Chanukah, I can't be by myself. If there's no one outside and no one in the house, don't light. There's no mitzvah. So we could view the lighting of the candle itself, strange as this is, as the forming, the building of your sukkah and the putting together of the dalam minim. You say, what do you mean? right? It wouldn't that be the same as like putting the oil in the menorah? No, it's not. The lighting itself is almost like the hechsher mitzvah for the pursuing nisa that will follow. Yeah.
Would that be a bracha levatala if you say it and no one's around?
Yeah, we say that. You shouldn't do that. Unless you get back at 11 o'clock at night and there's no one awake. So yeah, we don't light. Or you light without it. You can't light. Yeah, you wouldn't make a bracha then. So now, maybe that explains a little bit what's behind the she'iltos. That the bracha that I recite first is the Shehecheyanu. The Shehecheyanu that I'm getting myself, I'm in the season of Chanukah, when I'm getting myself ready to do the mitzvah, I say Shehecheyanu first, because Shehecheyanu is always that which precedes. Now you could argue, so make Shehecheyanu, but that should be the first bracha you say. So the answer is, I'm not going to make Shehecheyanu until I do the Hechsher Mitzvah. I put together my lulav, Shehecheyanu. I build my sukkah, Shehecheyanu. I light my candle, Shehecheyanu. Now, it's true I have to say Lahadlik Ne'er Shel Chanukah because that's the action. But what Sha'asa Nisim Lavoseinu? That only happens when what? When you see the lights. Now I'm reminded of the miracle. So the Shehecheyanu is the bracha on the season, on the preparation of what's going to be publicizing the nes, and Sha'asa Nisim is the nes itself. Is after I see the light, now I recognize I make that bracha. So we actually could explain why the Shehecheyanu would precede the Sha'asa Nisim, and we can even explain the Ksav Yad, meaning, if you're the one who's being madlik, so it'd be hard to say, to now say, I did the hadlaka, and I'm going to tell you that I should say, if I lit the candle already, if I already say l'halak ne'er shel Chanukah, if you're going to tell me I say Shehecheyanu before that, I hear that. But if I just said I did the hadlaka now, so now I should say Shehecheyanu in the middle, I did the hadlaka, I have the persume nisa right now, I should say Sha'asa Nisim. But if you're the Roeh, so the Roeh looks in to the window. The Roeh didn't have the opportunity to prepare. So the Roeh should, in order, because he doesn't have the opportunity, the first thing he has to say is, it's the Chanukah season. I say Shehecheyanu. And then I follow that with Sha'asa Nisim. So maybe one way to explain what's happening, what the purpose of the Shehecheyanu is it on the holiday? Is it on the mitzvah? Maybe because, and some explain this way, maybe because the mitzvah is, I'm doing the lighting when I light, so then I have to connect everything to the lighting. If I'm not lighting though, so then the possibility exists that I have the right now to make the brachos in the order that makes the most sense for the purposes of the nes. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone should have a...